Well, good morning. Good morning, kids. Good morning, brave warriors. I'm in the car. You're going to take a drive with me this morning. Let's see. One of the things I was going to say was I have noticed that my listener count has gone down. So I am considering, stopping the podcast. I'm not sure. You know, I think if it's not really kind of bringing any Well, you know what? Thank you so much for listening, especially all this time. I think it's been great, and I really will think about it. If you are still benefiting from this and you want me to keep going, just message me on Anchor or go to my website, mentalgirl.com, and send me a message and tell me that you still like it and you still think I should do it. But if I don't hear from anybody in, I guess, the next week, I think I might consider stopping it. Just to put my energy someplace else. It's just one of those things where, you know, I do it, but I sometimes wonder if, I don't know, if there's something new that I should be doing, something new. So anyway, you're off to the market with me. I woke up this morning and, you know, I'm just trying so many different techniques of lowering anxiety. And lots of different kinds of affirmations. And the thing that I feel about affirmations, and I do think that they're marvelous, but some of them do say things such as, you know, you are what you think, you bring what you think, you know, be careful what you think, only think positive, like that kind of thing. And for someone struggling with mental health, who already feels like frustrated that they do think the way they do, saying don't think, it sort of activates the trickster to think more. I really do see that. It's like don't. And I've heard this before. It's saying, you know, if you say something like, you know, when you go to someone's house, don't look at their dog, don't look at them in the eye, or don't, you know, it's something that actually has a reverse effect. And I do think that encouragement is the way to go. So, and the other thing about the self-care talk for me is that you got to find the way to talk to yourself that activates your power. So, you know, for some people, they need a certain talk. It motivates them. Other people, they need like a tougher talk, sort of like a boot camp talk. Other people need a gentle talk. Other people need encouragement. They need that safety. Other people need it along with evidence that everything is working. And that sort of kind of, I think, couples with encouragement. I'm a combination of everything. I mean, there are times I get sassy with myself, especially if I can't seem to stop the anxiety, or the anxiety is really getting to me. I kind of get a little sassy with it. But I also want to get loving, because these are all parts of us. It's not a different separate entity. Not to my understanding. I mean, this is all us. This is all our being, is all this, all of this stuff, you know. We pick things up along the way. You know, in Mental Girl, I say we're born like all pure, and then we pick things up along the way, and some things stick, some things don't, some things end up making us just really, really confident people. Other times, you know, we're challenged with mental health issues. I've been seeing a lot of things people have been writing about their ideas about mental health, and they do feel like there are people who are just uniquely different, and they were spoken to a certain way, and it fouled up the synopsis there in their brain, and I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, but it was really there's some interesting, you know, there's always interesting developments about why this stuff happens. Panic disorder and everything. Now, for me, yes, I hear that and I understand that, but it doesn't matter. Right now, I'm all about solutions. Just give me the solutions. And I do feel like the solutions do lie in the self-care talk. But it also is filled with kindness, you know, for the thoughts, and maybe even partly to embrace that dark side that we're all so afraid of, and just say, all right, dark side, you're here, and now I'm going to do this, this, and this. So, you know, again, I'm exploring all of these things. I'm not sure. I will admit, I wake up every day. This has been a challenging last few months for me. I've been waking up every day just, you know, I go from a sense of dread to, all right, I'm here. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do the day, to really try to just do the day. But it's challenging. It's very challenging. You know, it's challenging not to be able to see the future. It's challenging not to see if, you know, I've always felt like my thoughts have the potential to get better. But right now I'm going kind of like back and forth with my thoughts and the world. So that's challenging in of itself. But I hear that when you can't control the world, the only thing we can do is control our thoughts or work with our thoughts. So I guess if that's all I've got, that's all I've got. Because I would like the world to be a better place. All right, I'm here at the market. That was a quick drive. I hope you got something from it. I always hope people get something from the podcasts because that's why I do them. And I also do them because I feel like it feels better to connect. So, but I do appreciate everybody listening out there. And I do appreciate the comments and stuff like that because I'm not a professional mental health worker by any stretch of the means. There are a lot of people who have a lot of experience and things with this. I'm a mental health brave warrior. So I'm here just sharing things that I go through and all of that and how I'm trying to deal with it. And sometimes it's just me gripping the wheel, screaming at the top of my lungs saying, ah, this is crazy. I don't like this ride. It's too dizzy. And then all of a sudden, okay, the dizzy stopped. Ha, huh, that's interesting. That's pretty much what I do. And I have my mental girl superhero and my inner superhero with me. So feel free to write to me. Let me know if you want me to continue. It would be really nice to hear. I mean, I understand a lot of people are shy about that side of thing, but it would help. It'd help me know where to sort of direct myself. I like that guidance too. All right, I'm off into the market. Thank you for riding with me. And I appreciate you guys out there. Till next time.